There we go, we're all set. So you probably have noticed in the back that there's some seeds back there when you came in to sign the healing book. We will talk about that later at the end of this speech. So, talking about seeds, how do we care for a seed? Well, the first thing we need to do is plant the seed. We water the seed and continue to be diligent, watching after the seed. We don't ignore it. We don't allow it to wither away and die in the heat. When temperatures are at their peak, we pay more attention to it and water it, and eventually the seed starts to grow. It thrives, and if we're lucky, it'll flourish. Now, I know a lot of people that I call part-time planters because they plant the seed, water it once or twice, and they leave it there. And the seed will grow because nature will feed the seed. But since there's no one to watch after the seed, when it becomes a plant, the plant dies. So it's not just enough to water the seed. Just like it's not enough to wish for universal love. In order for there to be any change, whether it be with the seed growing into a plant, or whether it be spreading love, we have to do our own part in creating it. Back on the seed, we water the seed and we take care of it. In regards to universal love, we need to be the change that we want to see. I'm sure you've heard of that before. We all have the seed of love within ourselves. We plant our seeds of love by our actions towards others and by attending to our actions daily, by being mindful of the choices we make. We need to make conscious decisions that reflect a loving atmosphere that becomes so infectious that others begin to emulate our actions of love towards one another. Recently, at the beginning of summer, I bravely decided to take my children to California. While there, I worried greatly about my plants back home because not all of them were hooked up to the drip hose system that I have for my main garden. I had asked a friend to take care of my plants while I was away. Someone needed to watch my plants so that my efforts of seed planting and care wouldn't go to waste. It is in the same way that we must tend to our actions towards others. What we do, others see and become affected by it. Someone is always watching, whether or not we realize it. Someone is always paying attention to our actions. The plants that have come from our seeds are visible to others, even when we are not around. We need to make sure that our actions, our seeds, are healthy. Is there an abundance of love that we may give to others? Our plants, the effects of our actions, unhealthy and negatively affecting others. Are we mindful of our actions? We must act in a manner that is healthy so that others may benefit from our abundance of love. For every action that we make affects everyone else, again, whether or not we realize it. And we don't have to go on television to do this either. Just think about it. Pretend, for instance, that you are mean towards your neighbor. I know no one in this room is. And your neighbor, in turn, tells others about you. And then those people become bitter towards you and what you represent, whether it be your race, your culture, your gender, your class, your occupation, the list goes on and on. And these new victims of the bitterness harbor resentment towards those who mistreated them. And then it becomes a never-ending cycle. That is how our actions affect everyone else, in essence, the universe. Now, there are always other factors at play here. For instance, when you add violence, whether it be physical towards a person or physical in a manner of destroying property. Again, I repeat, be the change you want to see. Be the shining example of spirit. Be the example of love. Tend to that love like you would tend to a seed. And yes, we all slip up because we are beings, souls having a human experience. But we get back up. And we get back to work. And we continue planting our seeds of love so that the world can benefit and contribute to its abundance. So I ask you, how does your seed grow? Is it growing at all? Have you taken care of it so that it has become a beautiful plant of which you can share its abundance with everyone you meet? Is the plant that grew from your seed healthy? Is it a work of love? Or is it dying and decaying? Do you have a beautiful garden of love that you can share? Or do you have nothing but plants being choked by ugly weeds? What will you do to ensure that you emit only beauty and love for others to receive and share? Remember, if we want there to be love, we must first show the love and help it grow. So in the back, of the room near where the healing book is, you'll see a white bowl. I have provided some sunflower seeds for all of you to take home with you today, if you so wish. As you know, the sunflower is the symbol of the Spiritualist Church. Each seed may one day yield many flowers, and so too must each act of love. Each act of love vibrates and has its effects, and each effect will multiply like ripples on a pond. So do not keep your plant as much as you may want to. Don't keep it. Just try it. Okay? Give it away. Donate it. Give it to your mom, a friend, someone. And let it be a representation of your act of love towards another. Let the seed that becomes a plant remind you to continue to be mindful of spreading love to others. So at the end of service, there's a little plastic Ziploc bags, and you can put a seed in there. You can take more than one if you'd like, and you can take it home. Once your seed starts to grow into a plant and it's strong enough, that's when you can give it away as to represent you giving love to someone else. Thank you very much.